Shape of You on today's Hit Music 101.5 CILFM. It's so funny you chose that song because, I mean, everybody watching Naked and Afraid knows The Shape of You.
Yes, they do.
So that's really corny. Because really, it's Naked and Afraid. It catches people's attention, especially when the show first came out. We're like, what? And thought it was crazy. It's not about the nakedness. It's about, were you afraid at times?
I actually really wasn't. But, you know, the way I grew up, I mean,
more normal for you.
Being in the dark, being outside, you know, being alone, it really wasn't.
Wow.
If
you are just now tuning in, this is Lacey Jones of DuCoin. She is a contestant. Are you a contestant?
No, survivalist.
You're a survivalist on Naked and Afraid.
Because the only prize is my pride.
That's true. I will. What was your... So Naked and Afraid, Discovery Channel, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Is it 8 o'clock?
I think it's 9 o'clock here.
Okay.
But 8 o'clock at the Elks, we're opening the doors. We're having like a viewing, question and answer, take a selfie.
Yeah.
And then we're going to show the show and we'll have Jungle Juice. And then after, if there's questions... question and answer. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast. It's open to anyone if you want to come down.
And that's the DuCoin Elks?
Yeah, DuCoin Elks.
Wow. You don't have to be a member to get in to see Lacey.
No, and it's completely free. Just come on in.
I think you're going to have a lot of people there.
You think so?
Yes. People are curious.
I heard a rumor that I'm giving away the necklace that I wear on the show.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Oh my God.
It's
a part of you.
It is.
The white thingy on it? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Being afraid, I'm sure, is a big part for a lot of people. I know people who have been like cowering, whimpering, you know.
Oh, I know. I don't understand that. But yeah, that happens.
But for you, you were raised this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was normal for you. For a lot of other contestants, not so normal.
Yeah.
We can't ask you, you know, all the good stuff. We have to watch to see.
And it's going to be amazing.
All the good stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see this. You know, did you prep
there
for your time?
There was no time.
It went that fast.
Wow. I mean, I applied, they called, we went through it, blah, blah, blah. It was super fast. Undisclosed location,
sure.
Didn't know anything, just... I mean, yeah, I had a couple weeks between my applying and actually getting on the show. But honestly, I didn't think I was going to get on the show, so I didn't prep. And that was very not prepper of me because I am a prepper.
Yeah.
My husband, I mean, we have guns, we have MREs, we have water, we're preppers.
Yeah.
That was very irresponsible of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the prep was your life. I mean, you already are halfway there. So I'm going to ask you, I'm assuming you've eaten bugs before.
Oh, yeah.
So,
many times.
I've eaten a bug.
On accident.
I did saute some cicadas a couple years ago they were crazy.
Yeah.
I know. I had some friends that did it. I'm like, you guys are nuts.
Peer pressure.
And the next thing I knew, the kids were like collecting them and they were in my pan. And I'm like, oh my God. So we ate them on the air. It was actually hysterical, but not bad.
No,
they're real
not.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the seasoning. But unfortunately, you know, I didn't have seasoning.
It was a little different at that point.
It was a little different. But I have eaten anything from like worms, which are just slimy and tasteless and gritty.
Oh.
You just swallow those babies whole. Do not chew a worm. They have their dirt poop and it's crunchy and it'll hurt your teeth. So as far as worms, you swallow them whole. As far as crickets, you make sure you cook the crickets.
Okay.
100%. Because
with the legs, do you keep the legs?
Oh, yeah, the
legs?
Whole thing.
Okay.
Just put them in like on a hot rock or, you know, if you're outside or, you know, in a saute pan. But do not eat them raw. They are disgusting. Yeah.
So there are different levels of disgusting is probably. They're less disgusting
in
a certain way.
You got to know your bugs.
And your kids eat bugs?
Yes.
I figured if they ate flowers and plants, you know.
My daughter more so than my son.
Yeah.
She's the more adventurous one. She's always asking me, Mom, can I eat this? Mom, can I eat this?
At least she asks.
Yeah, she does. And she will be at the park with like a bunch of other moms and stuff and... I'm barefoot laying in the grass and they're on those little benches on their phones. And
yeah.
My kids are rolling around with me and we're finding things to eat and do. And yeah.
You seem very adventurous. I Facebook stalked you.
Aww.
And you know, you seem like you're one of the kids You know, you and your little mini me's.
I'm 31 years old and I have never grown up. And I don't plan on it.
Well, tell me, you had an adventure last night, it looks like.
I did. We went to the Spillway last night.
Which, like in
Murfreesboro? It's in DuCoin.
Oh, in DuCoin?
Yeah.
You never knew.
Everyone knows the Spillway in DuCoin. It's awesome. Well, it's overflowing. And so whenever it's overflowing, we always head out there and go fishing. Or
doesn't that sound a little dangerous? Like to be in it? Because you were in it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Your sense of adventure took over. How about that?
Yeah, my kids were with me. I mean,
really?
Just, yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'm lost on this.
No, but I guess it would be dangerous for some people. They would think that. Like, I catched a lot of, you know, slack. It was last summer. My daughter and I went rock climbing, and she was 5, and she's skinny, and everyone's like, "How could you let her climb that rock?" And I'm just like, "What? Are you joking me?"
Your real life.
Yeah,
your real life. Did you catch any catfish noodling last night?
No. I had too many glasses of wine before I went. I wasn't focused.
Well, I am thrilled with just meeting you and excited to see your episode on Sunday night on the Discovery Channel's Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
I encourage everybody to watch. Better yet, go to the DuCoin Elks.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast.
And meet Lacey. It's going to be exciting. You're going to watch the show, have the Q&A, take the pictures. Mm-hmm. I hope we see more of you. What's next?
I am always in search of my next great
adventure.
Yes. So, you know, I don't know. But there's probably going to be something crazy.
All right.
I can't sit still.
I can tell. Yeah. You're just, you've got that life in you, you know. You're jumping around. You're boisterous.
You only live once, and then you die. So...
hey, that's great advice. We all know it's true, right?
Yeah, it's 100%.
Take advantage of it. Enjoy. Today is, you heard me talking about it earlier, National Unplug Day.
Uh-huh.
So for 24 hours, if you can unplug, do it. If not, maybe cut back, scale back on your screen time and savor life.
Go to the park. Find something to eat. Off the ground. It's okay to eat stuff off the ground.
No, I'm not doing it unless you're with me because I'll eat something poisonous.
We'll go right out here.
Really?
Yeah.
You okay.
Can go grab some. There's like wild onion out there.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that. That's exciting. I think. All right. Lacey Jones from DuCoin, Naked and Afraid, Sunday night. The show was on at 9. I tried to wrap this up once. You're just too fun to talk to. I don't have a co-host in here anymore, you know? So it's nice to hang on to people that can hang out and talk with me. It is 8:09. Good morning from 101.5 CILFM. It's Marion Hill down.